The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This is Meg, and I hope that you're having a good Tuesday so far. And we have as our guest this morning from one of my favorite places and groups of people, Ochsner Novant Healthcare 65 Plus. Dawn Dorman is in the house. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
Our community specialist, relations specialist. And you have a guest with you this morning.
I do. So excited to be here with Dr. Kenneth Bull.
Okay. Welcome, Doc. Oh, I got it. Probably helped you turn your mic on. Try that again.
Thanks for having
there
me.
There he is. Okay. clearly having some technical difficulties this morning. Sorry about that. So tell us all about what's happening with the Ochsner Novant Health.
What's happening? So Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus, we've created a really unique care model specifically designed for the healthcare needs and seniors 65 and older in our community, in the Pensacola community, and, you know, Santa Rosa County as well. We don't want to leave anybody out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're driven by a strong commitment, and really that's to help our patients live their best lives through, and that's by building trusting relationships through compassionate and proactive care. And I know Dr. Bull will talk a little bit about that in a little bit later, but ultimately this means that we empower our older adults in the community to live healthy, fulfilling, and independent lives. And we really offer social and wellness offerings along with our primary care that our doctors are able to provide. They're really unique for the interests of our older adults with all of the events that we have in our community room.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fitness center, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go through the interview.
Where are you located?
We are located, let's start.
Get the background.
Yes, so our Bellevue location is Michigan Avenue and Mobile Highway. We're right next door to Publix, so great. Do your shopping after your doctor's appointment. Go get all those healthy meals that doctor told you need to be eating. And
there you go.
So that phone number is 850-558-4670. If you would like to give them a call, take a tour of the clinic, our East 9 Mile location where we have Dr. Bull today. He's from there. That is 1095 East 9 Mile Road. We are catty corner from Everman's Grocery. And that number is 850-558-4665.
There you got it.
Yes, got it.
Okay, so continue then with now. I just want to make sure people knew where you were located.
Absolutely.
And about all the different services and that you provide.
Sure. So really our benefits extend beyond medical to include opportunities for patients to participate in those activities that I talked about, really that match their interests and lifestyles. I mentioned our community room. We do cooking demonstrations usually once a quarter. We have a chef that comes in. He does some really healthy, inexpensive meals for our seniors.
I love that.
Make it in bulk. They can put it in the freezer, eat on it
throughout
the week. So you can't
great.
Beat that, right?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And then, of course, inexpensive is the key word there. And healthy. We can't forget healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a lot of times you'd want to opt for the less expensive, but it's
right.
not particularly healthy.
Yeah. So that's really a struggle right now. And then, of course, we do bingo. We have, 30, 40 people that come in and play bingo.
That many?
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing.
Okay.
And let me tell you, they are serious about their bingo playing.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And then, of course, line dancing. That's a new one that we just started recently. And you would not believe the seniors that get out there and do a little bit of that line dancing.
Shuffle. They got to give them credit. They have been around for a while.
They have,
so it's
yeah.
Not
they're
like they haven't been exposed
this
to line
is old
dancing.
School to
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
But it's a way for them to get out, meet other people, and stay active. And that's really, and we'll talk about that a little bit more too. Staying active is really important for our seniors. It helps with loneliness, depression, combating some of those things that seniors start to go through whenever they are on their own. Maybe their family members have moved away. Their kiddos or their grandkids are not as close as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So we invite them to come out.
Especially for people that have lived very active lives and have a full-time job. Suddenly you don't have the job. You don't have a place to go to every day.
That's right.
And so it's a struggle.
Yeah, it is. And we've got something just about every day on our calendars for them to come and do. And, it's funny. They will look at our calendar every month when it comes out, and they will take their other appointments and make those appointments around their doctor or their events that we do at our center. So it's
That's really great.
But I just want to share a little bit of a statistic with everybody. And this is really, when I heard it the first time, I was kind of blown away by the statistic. So by 2034, it's projected by the U.S. Census Bureau that older adults will outnumber children for the first time in U.S. history.
Wow, that's not that far away.
It is not that far away at all. So Dr. Bull's going to have his work cut out for him. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, by some estimates, about 3.5 million healthcare workers are needed by the year 2030 to meet this rapidly expanding population of adults older than 65 years old. So what I'm thinking what I'm telling, you know, folks that I run into who their kids don't know what they want to do. You know, they're kind of, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Well, look at this statistic. You know, if you've got students in high school or college students who really haven't decided what path they want to take, maybe get them into a situation where they can do some job shadowing. Mm-hmm. I know both of my girls did job shadowing in the healthcare field, and they've both ended up in that healthcare field. So sure. I think that was one of the great things. But then you take the statistic and, you know, 3.5 million healthcare workers, 2030 is not that far away either.
No, it's not.
That would be a great opportunity for some of our younger folks to,
that's a great
to think
thing.
About
yeah.
that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, this means an increasing need for caregivers and health service workers for people age 65 and older. And Oshner Novon Health 65 Plus is here to help now. So how are we here to help? Our clinic offers benefits extending beyond traditional medical services to include the social and wellness offerings that I talked about. Group fitness classes. So we do Ageless Grace. It is a class.
Oh, I like that title.
I know. You're ageless. It's wonderful.
I like that.
Right? That is 21 different movements that help promote flexibility. And you don't do all 21 of those exercises at one time. Oh, my goodness. I can't even imagine. They would be walking out on us.
Right.
But it's a seated exercise. And that class is every Monday at 10 a.m. at our 9 Mile location, and then every Thursday at 3 p.m. at our Bellevue location. And just to let you guys know, in September, that Bellevue location, that class is going to start 10 a.m. on Wednesdays. So great class to come out, make friends. You will laugh. We do the hokey pokey.
Oh,
I mean, how long has it been since you've done the hokey pokey?
A few years, I think.
A few years, yes. We do, like I mentioned, the cooking demonstrations. I'll let Dr. Bull talk a little bit about the fitness class that he does. Mm-hmm. Our doctors actually work out with our patients twice a week, and it's amazing.
See, I would give anything to see my doctor working out with
right,
me. I
right.
think that's pretty cool.
Well,
I'd buy a ticket to that.
Yeah, and it builds that trusting relationship. Mm-hmm. So you want to mention a little bit about that?
Yeah, we do. We have a pretty good core group of folks that come out, you know, every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 o'clock. We start out with a little warm up, you mm-hmm. know, and then we have like a circuit type station where we do body weight and light weights, just things to improve strength, mobility. And then we do some aerobics as well. And we just kind of do 2 rounds of each. So we get mm-hmm. about 20 minutes of aerobic exercise and
that's
about
great.
20 minutes of strength training. The whole thing takes about an hour,
uh-huh.
but you know, we talk during the whole time and we enjoy each other's company and not only are we, you know, working on the physical, but we're, you know, we're building relationships. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just really what we do.
Absolutely. And I just popped right in and asked him to start talking and I didn't even ask you to introduce yourself. So, so this is Dr. Bull at our 9 Mile location, 1095 mm-hmm. East 9 Mile Road. He is accepting patients. So, and you can look him up on Google if you want to,
uh-huh.
but we'll let you talk a little bit about yourself. Tell us, you know, what your path, to working at Oshner has been.
I was going to say, how does that work?
Yes,
so you
yeah.
have your own practice in addition to Oshner or only yeah. Oshner, or how does that work?
So, actually I just work at Oshner Novant 65 plus.
Yeah.
That's all of my loyalties go to them,
uh-huh.
and to my patients on my panel. I don't have any extra jobs or, you know, on the side. It's just I'm dedicated to my panel of patients.
Excellent. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're here with our friends from Oshner Novant Healthcare 65 Plus. Dawn Dorman is here and her guest, Dr. Kenneth Bull. This is a great topic. And if you have questions, maybe you're thinking about possibly stopping by one of the clinics. Give us a call at 85 or give us a text at 850-437-1620. And I'm sure they'll be able to answer your questions.
So I'm going to ask Dr. Bull, just what inspired you to become a physician, kind of what's your background, and then What led you to coming to work at Ochsner?
Well, as a kid, I thought, you know, I wanted to be, I always, you know, I loved science and I loved people. And I thought, you know, oh, it'd be really cool to be a doctor someday. You know, I watched Doogie Howser like everybody else, you know, at that time. And I thought it'd be really cool. But, you know, so I also liked the idea of being a pilot, right? So I tried to go to the Air Force Academy and then found out I was colorblind.
Oh.
So I couldn't be a pilot. And then I'm like, well, if I'm colorblind, I can't be a doctor either, right? So I just kind of, you know, like dismissed that as an option. I joined the Navy out of high school and, you know, found out that I could be something called a Navy corpsman. And that's basically like, you know, like a medic, you know, like an Army medic, but the Marine Corps doesn't have their own medical staff, so they have their department of the Navy. They'll tell you they're the men's department, you know. And but at the end of the day, you know, we have a really good relationship with the Navy Marine Corps combat team, and so as a corpsman, I you know, took care of them on the battlefield and did a few deployments with the Marines, and then I decided, you know, that exposure to medicine really is what clenched it for me. And then of course I found out because one of my physicians that I worked for was color deficient, and I'm like, what? You can be a doctor and you're colorblind? And he's like, of course. You know,
wow.
Like there's, and it's
okay.
Like, oh, okay. Well, I just assumed you couldn't. And mm-hmm. And then it, you know, of course, then that was like my whole goal.
Yeah, and that opened the door,
yeah,
didn't it?
I just knew that's what I wanted to do. As a kid, I knew that I was interested in it. And, you know, I lived with my grandmother. She lived, and so how to kind of end up with this particular population, you know, was that, you know, I've always had like a special love for, you know, would you say our seasoned citizens?
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
So I love that.
My grandmother, she was very vital to me as a kid. She lived with me from like the age of 10 until I left home.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she was in a wheelchair. She had multiple sclerosis. But she was just, you know, she was just awesome. I was like, you know, obviously you can see I'm not a small person now, but when I was a kid, I was like one of the smallest kids. And then until I was like a junior, and she would just, you know, she just gave me so much wisdom and she, aww, confidence. She would tell me, it's not how big you are, it's how tight you're wound, you know, things like that, you know, just as, you know, and so I just, you know, I think that relationship that I had with her just kind of made it. So I've always had a kind of a soft spot.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
so
of course.
When I, you know, had a chance to kind of specialize or, you know, emphasize this part of medicine, I took it, and it was the easiest choice I ever made.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. There's got to be a great satisfaction. Plus, I think working with older people, I was a caregiver for several years for a woman from age 90 to 98. And
oh,
so,
wow.
But to hear her stories of their life and the history, we don't really treat our elders, I think, the way we should. I think we should interview everybody and tell their story because it's fascinating. They've lived a whole life.
It's amazing
years,
what they,
right?
Yeah, it's
and
amazing.
The stories are great.
Yeah.
So interesting.
As a matter of fact, one of my, unfortunately, she's gone on to be with Jesus, and my, you know, she had a strong faith, and that's you know where she was going. But she was one of the first ever Marines, women Marines. She was a woman Marine. She was 93, so you can imagine.
Sure, back in World War II.
Yeah, I mean, so
she had.
And so the story she would tell, I mean, you know, I never was on time after seeing her. I was like, but I'm like, who's gonna like cut her off,
right,
you know?
Exactly.
Like, I'm like, you know, look, you tell me your story and I'm gonna listen.
Yeah, you should record that on your phone or something. That's awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. And you spent 24 years in the Navy.
Oh,
so
yeah, I did, yeah.
Thank you for your
yeah,
service.
He says, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Marines, Navy.
Years.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
No,
so,
it was great. I, you know, like, I feel blessed to have been able to do that, so.
Well, thank you. So let's talk about preventative care. That's what we're here to talk about today. So what does this mean for seniors?
Well, what I'll do is I kind of explain what preventative care is.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
then what it means.
Perfect.
Right? So preventative care, obviously, it's your regular checkups. You know, at our clinic, we like to see all of our patients every 3 months, right? Because, you know, as we do become more seasoned, you know, you know, there's more risk for hospitalizations and, you know, ER visits and things like that. And if you have more touch points with your provider, you know, we can try to limit some of that, right? And, you know, try to get ahead of it, right? And that's the preventive part of it. You know, also being able to know your patient. So when there's something off, I'll be able to know because I know you. You're not somebody I saw once last year, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but, you know, we do regular checkups, you know, that you would always get. And then, of course, you know, we have screenings and services, you know, that we try to catch things early on. Everything from, you know, mammograms and colonoscopies to skin checks, checking the vision, even doing things like, how well do you walk, right? So maybe you don't notice you have a problem, but we have a thing called like a time get up and go test. And this is not anything that requires, sit in the chair, walk over there and walk back as fast as you can safely, right? And, we can know from statistics that people that take too long to do that have a higher risk of falling. And, well, falling is a problem, right? Yeah. So we also screen for osteoporosis, right?
Wow.
And so if you have a higher fall risk and you have osteoporosis, well, that leads us to say, well, how can we intervene here? Well, get you involved in our workout with the docs or, mm-hmm. Grace or Ageless Grace and mm-hmm. or getting actual physical therapy in the home, mm-hmm. To improve function and mobility, as well as to discuss things like, all the things that we do, screenings are a chance for us to intervene and prevent future problems.
Do you do some of those screenings at the facility?
So we do a lot of the screenings in the facility. However, we don't have we're not going to do any type of x-ray.
Well, of course.
There's not
going to
be any radiology type stuff in there. But yeah, a lot of our functional screenings we do there. We also have a couple new ones that we started. Ostner and Vaughn invested in acobrachial index, and that's a way that we screen for peripheral arterial disease.
Oh, wow.
And so we can do that for folks that we identify as being higher risk.
Mm-hmm.
So not everybody needs to have that, but if they're, by getting to know us and we determine, hey, this person, maybe smoked for 20 years when they were younger and they have some other things going on that, you might have arterial disease and we want to catch that before it becomes a problem. So you don't want to find out you have arterial disease when you're losing a toe, right?
Exactly. Well, the thing now is that I love about what y'all do is you have everything there together and you're being there, being around, seeing a person as they progress. Because I recently called to get a skin test appointment and they told me they won't have anything till January.
Oh, wow.
And it's August.
Yeah.
So same thing with, I was looking to cardiologist, was going to get another test for that. Just doing the usual routine stuff. Oh, I'm sorry, miss. We don't have anything till February. So
yeah, we don't have that problem. Typically.
Yeah. But when you're talking about having every 3 months, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's really great.
And then, and that's just that's the routine. So, but if you have something come up between that, it's not like you have to wait 3 months. Like, hey, sorry, you twisted your ankle. You're going to have to wait till November.
We're not going to do that.
You know?
No.
We get our patients in pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And, if they can't see their provider that day, because maybe that provider is just, packed that day. Usually we have, especially since we have the two locations, we are going to have some spots for acute patients. And so if it's an acute thing and it's not something you have to see your provider, then we'll have somebody that will see you.
See, that's great.
Yeah. We ask them to give us a call first if you are a patient.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just walk into the clinic. Give us the call first, and we'll get you worked in. If for some reason you call really late in the day, mm-hmm. we'll get you in the next day. But like Dr. Bull said, if he is your doctor and you're his patient, but you can't see him that particular day, we'll get you in with one of our other physicians. And, of course, they have a huddle every day that they talk amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get the best care.
That's
good
too.
Try to keep you out of urgent care.
Mm-hmm.
Urgent care doesn't have your records. We have your records. And then, of course, keeping you out of the hospital is our number one goal. Of course, if it's an emergent, that's a different situation.
Right.
But our goal is to keep you healthy and live your best life.
So for someone maybe that's just listening for the first time and hearing about you, the question comes up, which just came in, how do we pay for it? Do you take insurance?
Sure.
And the other question I had too was, is it a membership?
It is not a membership. So anybody is able to come into our clinic to participate in our community room activities.
Mm-hmm.
So
you don't have to be a member if I wanted to try the exercise class.
No, you just now, the exercise class with Dr. Bull, you can come in and do that.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you want to use our fitness center, that is
that's
for our patients.
Okay,
yes.
No, that's fine.
But our community room, that Ageless Grace workout class, uh-huh. you can come in and do that every Monday. You do not have to be a patient. There
okay.
is no charge for anything. Now, the insurance-wise, we accept Humana Medicare Advantage plans, and then we accept traditional Medicare. So somebody that has Medicare Parts A and B, and that's their primary,
mm-hmm.
then we do accept that. And then, of course, like I said, all of the Humana Medicare Advantage plans.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Dr. Bull, I'm going to get back to you really quick, if you don't mind. So how does Ostner and Avon Health Plus focus on preventative care? And you've actually mentioned this a little bit. So that test that you just talked about, the last one, how does that work? That name is kind of
Oh, the ankle brachial index.
Yeah, that sounds
scary. It sounds like you're going to break the ankle.
That's a little scary.
It's self-explanatory. What are you talking
about? Oh, no, not to us non-clinical folks.
Yeah, no.
So I'm kidding, obviously.
I know.
So basically, it's like just getting a blood pressure in your leg and your arm at the same time.
Oh.
It's, and
oh,
so what we do is we can tell the difference between the pressures in the upper body and the lower body, and that tells us if there's basically an increased resistance, right? Mm-hmm. And based on that ratio, it tells us whether or not you have arterial disease. Okay. And then of course, you know, then you take into account the clinical picture as well.
Okay.
And so that's a good screening and typically, you know, that will oftentimes help us to encourage people to maybe make some serious changes. Cause hey, look, here's evidence. You may not feel it yet, but here's evidence that you're having arterial disease. And it's not just because we're detecting it in your leg right now. It doesn't mean it's not happening in your heart and in your brain. Right. And so it's important that we start making some changes to, and so it's another, like I said, everything that we do for screening there has to be a point. How do we intervene? How do we, you know, prevent something from happening? So screenings are really for primary prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we have is the folks that, you know, are smokers. We just got our own in-office spirometry, so we can do, a type of a pulmonary function test that we can determine whether or not somebody has an obstructive lung disease.
Oh, wow.
And so those are really nice to be able to do in the clinic because just, you know, there's so many times where I've, you know, had patients like, well, let me send you out for, you know, a referral for a pulmonary function test.
Right.
And then
that's
they go
what
out
I'm
and
talking
they say,
about.
You know, and then they wait forever, and then of course they have to pay for it. But so if you're our patient and we do an ABI or a spirometry in our office, you don't have to pay for that, right? Because we're your primary care.
Right.
And so those things, you know, that's a benefit, and so we try to, you know, capture that. And also, you know, limiting the places you have to go is important, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think as we do become more seasoned. I just love that. I'm going to start saying that all the time.
I love that personally.
Yeah. That's good.
You know, and Dr. Bull, he's talking about, you know, not having to go somewhere else. So some of our seniors rely on friends and family to bring them to doctor's appointments.
Transportation's an issue.
It is amazing that we're able to offer these options for them to be able to do this in our clinic so they don't have to stress about that ride to get to their specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to say too, if somebody does have a Humana Medicare Advantage plan, we do offer transportation coordination for them.
Oh, okay.
So if they live within 15 miles of our clinic, they can give our ladies a call at the front desk and let them know, hey, I need a ride to my doctor's appointment. Maybe their car doesn't start that day.
Sure.
We don't want there to be any reason why they can't make it to their doctor's appointment. So we ask, give us a call, and we'll work that out for you.
Okay. Well, we only have a couple minutes left, believe it or not. So anything you want to touch on, Dawn, before we go?
Well, is there anything else you want to share, Dr. Bull? I know we live in, of course, sunny Pensacola, so we need
hot
to probably
Pensacola.
Watch out for.
Well, I guess since we're talking about preventive care,
yes.
Right? We're kind of the end of summer. And so I think people have probably already got the idea of how to survive the heat.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we are going into the hurricane season. So it is important that you know, if you're out there, you're listening, you know, you know that, it's possible that things can shut down. So making sure that you're looking ahead, make sure you have plenty of medicines to last, you know, that you're getting your, you know, your 3-month refills, having a good accurate medication list. So if you do have to go somewhere else, you know, that you know what you're taking. It's a really important thing to be able to have ownership of what you're putting in your body and knowing that. And so that if you have to go see another provider outside of our area, you don't end up, you know, not getting what you need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing, I think, for this time of year. Also, you know, we're going to be coming into the fall, and, you know, in the fall, we see a lot more of our respiratory viruses that come out. And so, you know, you're going to the RSV is going to be coming up, the flu, right? COVID rates are already, you know, picking up. And so
do you provide the shots, by the way?
So we do some of our vaccines. So we do the flu shot and we do the pneumococcal for pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
But and of course we can do tetanus, diphtheria there as well, but not as a that's more of if you got an injury, right?
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's just, you know, some of the legal stuff, red tape stuff that, so we can do those. We do the flu and the pneumonia, and everything else we defer to, go to Walmart or Walgreens or CVS or whatever.
Okay. So just a few seconds left. How can they get in touch with you?
850-558-4665 for Nine Mile or 850-558-4670 for Bellevue.